The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam.
Ancient words will guide us home. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Along the way, he said, I've got something to say, and he told me of the Savior.
He died to set us free from a life of sin and shame. I gave my life to him that day. That's the reason I can tell you. Tell you to keep preaching, keep teaching. Tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving. Tell the love of Jesus to us all. Keep teaching. Tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving.
Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and there is no other name by which we can be saved. Will you give your life to Jesus? Oh,
keep preaching, keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love. Keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love for all. That's what friends are for. Keep praying, keep giving.
Share the love of Jesus to us all.
That's what friends are for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles, please. Lift them up high. And let's sing our song as we get ready for the word.
I have a wonderful treasure, a gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Come on, one more time.
Of God without measure, we will travel together. Oh, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure.
Father, we ask you that this journey with your word will be a good journey. Bless your children and be gracious to us. Let your word rule and reign in our hearts and our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Turn your Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 4. I bring you greetings from South Korea. I have to qualify it South, not North, because I don't know whether I'll come back safely if I go to the North. So, bring you greetings from South Korea. All right? And from Seoul, the Church of David Yonggi Cho, where there's a beautiful, yes, you'll be there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful church. I was privileged to go with Bishop and other ministers, and fantastic encounter. I've been going for some time now, every 2 years, and it's been a blessing. Many things that we learn from there, and it's a blessing. Amen. And I was privileged to preach in one of the branches. I was told that the membership of the branch is 45,000. That's a branch church. What a shock. Hallelujah. Well, actually, Bishop was supposed to preach, and he said I should go and preach for him. And I preached like a house on fire. But you see, the thing is that Koreans, when you preach like they are just looking at your face. You know, I went with Bishop Adi and other bishops and so on, and then they said, we fed the fire, but I don't know whether they will fed the fire also. What a shock. But it's a blessing, amen, and a privilege, and God has been gracious to us, amen. And God is going to bless us. Last week we had a in our churches, we have the Founders Day, isn't it? And Bishop preached to all of us everywhere. He preached to us about the mandate, if you like, that has been given out. The vision of twos, isn't it? We are believing God to have 2 million members. And we are within striking distance, isn't it? We are believing God to have 20,000 churches. Amen. And to have 20,000 pastors. Amen. Some of you are going to be pastors in the name of Jesus. And then what else? What's the other things? Twos. Yeah. 2,000 church buildings. By the grace of God. Amen. And we're within striking distance. When you say striking distance, it means that in a distance, when you strike, you can score a goal. Amen. And God is going to help us by his grace. Somebody say amen. And we at the Kadesh must do our part. Can I have an amen? We are going to have two more screens on this side and that side. We are going to start using the ends of the church as well. Amen. And God is going to bless us. Are you ready for the increase? I didn't hear you. Are you ready for the increase? Amen. God has given us a beautiful church and we must fill it. And it shall be filled. Have you found Proverbs chapter 4? Let's all read verse 23 together loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. Keep thy heart with all. Some of you are not reading. One more time. With all diligence, for out are the issues of life. Amen. And there are various versions of the Bible, and they all render give us a certain deeper, another understanding of this verse. Then today's Living Bible says, above all else, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. Amen. And then Proverbs 4:23. This is another version. It says, that's the Message Bible. Message Bible says, keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Amen. I said amen. And various other versions that we don't have time to look at. But all that this verse is telling, hello? This is one of the most important verses in the Bible. Amen. Because it's talking about the center of your life. It's talking about where life starts. Life starts from the heart. Say amen. Let's all say it together. Life starts from the heart. I didn't hear you. Right. So a lot of times they will find out whether your heart is beating. You know, the rate of the way your heart beats and all that will mean a lot. Whether your heart is beating regularly, whether your heart is beating faster, because everything we are not going to do all that today, but you know, blood comes in, blood comes out, purified and goes out. If your heart is beating well, regularly, then properly, then the blood circulation is also, everything is working well, then you are living. But when you have one of the things that we hear often these days, it's people dying of heart attack. You will never die of heart attack in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? You will never die of heart attack. You will live by the grace of God. Amen. But you know, heart attack these days, you see young people. I first thought that you might be a certain age. But this is that you hear somebody at the age of 32 suddenly looking active, alive, and so on. Pam! He's popped off. And so on. You see that life is very fickle. Just a little bit and then you are off. But God will give you life. Can I have an amen? Are you there? So I'm talking about this important. I'm talking today about the type of heart that you must have. And I want to talk to you about having an encouraging heart. And that is very important. Amen. You know, your heart, you can decide what type of heart you have. You can have a very sorrowful heart. You're always sad. And there's always a reason to be sad. Are you following what I'm saying? You can look for a reason to be sad. There are things that do not go the way you expect. So there are reasons to, good enough reasons to be sad. And you can have a very sorrowful heart. Always singing songs of sorrow. Are you with me? So it is part of life. And some people actually enjoy being sad. You may be surprised, but some people are not happy when they are happy. Should I say it again? Yes. Yeah. Some people are not happy when they are happy. One lady says that she's not happy when everything is working with between she and her husband. She always feels that something bad is about to happen. So he said, one lady also said that, I'm looking for a reason to cry. I'm looking for a reason to cry. You may be surprised, but not everybody is happy to be happy.
Hello.
Are you still in church? Yeah. So I'm talking to every one of us here how to have an encouraging, because in life there are a lot of issues and difficulties. I'm telling you, and obstacles and challenges and disappointments that if you dwell on them, you would always have a very sorrowful heart. How many can understand what I'm saying today? I mean, that will make you more sorrowful than Real Madrid beating Liverpool. I mean, that one, there's no comparison. I've forgiven them. They said that the Liverpool keeper is called what? Judas Iscariot. But he needs encouragement. What a shock. Anyway, I'm saying there are more serious things in life. I'm telling you, as we sit in church, all of us are here. You do not know somebody's talent sitting by you, the one next to you. You don't know the sort of challenge and difficulties that the person is literally going through as I'm speaking. Amen? And sometimes if you decide to discuss your issues, you will realize that you are far better than your neighbor. Your life is far. If you can take 2 minutes and discuss your problems together, yes, you discover that yours is better. Immediately you wipe your chest and start laughing. So I'm saying that there are reasons, but I want to talk to you about having an encouragement, because your life starts from your heart. The condition of your heart will determine the quality of your life. Some say, Bishop, say it again. I'm saying the condition of your heart will determine the quality of your life. If your heart is in a good condition, you'll live a very rich and fulfilled life. And I see you living a rich and fulfilled life. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. So this one, I'm talking to you about how to have an encouraging heart. Turn the Bible to Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse number 19. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse number 19. The Bible says, "And I will give them one heart, and will put a new spirit within you." Amen. "And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them an heart of flesh." Hallelujah. Now, an encouraging heart is a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. Amen. Now, I will explain all of them as we carry on, but I need to get to some points today, and I'm going to end early because you came to church very early, so I'm going to end early. What a shock. I'm going to end by 2 o'clock. Okay, let's go on. What a shock. Hallelujah. You see, when they say Bible taught the heart of flesh, it says that it means your heart is soft inside. Amen. Your heart is what? Soft inside. All right, let me give you another scripture so that we can carry and on. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 16. The Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you." Amen. Amen. And then Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. It's a Bible study. Ephesians 5:19. The Bible says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. So we see in Ezekiel, God is saying, I'm going to give you a heart of flesh, a soft heart. Hallelujah. And then in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, it says that Titus had a caring heart. Hallelujah. And then in Ephesians, he's saying that you should have a melodious heart, making melody in your heart. Amen. Are you still here? All right. Now look at another scripture. Psalm 45 verse 1. Psalm 45 verse 1. It said, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Amen. Now here he's talking about having a heart. But he said, my heart is inditing a good matter. In other words, my heart is thinking about good things. Say amen. Do you want one more scripture? Shall I give you one more scripture? And then we'll explain and we'll be closing. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 22. Proverbs 17, 22. It said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. What a shock. So you see, in all these scriptures, the Bible is dealing with the heart, talking about the center of your life, talking about where life begins. Amen. Life begins from the heart. And now God is saying that I will take away the heart of stone and put in you the heart of flesh. Stubbornness, rebellion, stony hearts is difficult to deal with. So God was speaking prophetically concerning the people of Israel that I'm going to change the way you behave. You know, when you have a stony heart, you have a heart that can't believe that anything can work. You believe, oh, I'll never get married. I will never get a good job. It will never work. You see, your heart is stony, but God will give you a heart of flesh. Amen. That makes you believe the word of God. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Am I talking to anybody here? You see, God is saying that the way their hearts are, I cannot minister, I cannot bless them. But I'm going to take away the stony heart. It's a stone. You cannot minister to a stone. The stone is hard. It doesn't change. You see, so when your mind is made up this way, it's like, it don't work. It doesn't work. This is how it is. But God says, I will take away the stony heart and put in you the heart of flesh. A soft heart. Hallelujah. May God put a soft heart into you. And a heart that is able to change and say, listen, I know where I came from. I came from a poor background, but I know the God I'm serving. I know God. Don't say that to me. That's how my family, nothing works in my family. It's a heart of stone. May God place a heart of flesh inside of you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Are you there? And now, Paul is talking about Titus. He said, Titus, God placed the care of Titus, the care of you in Titus. An encouraging heart is a caring heart. Somebody say amen. An encouraging heart is a what? It's a caring heart. You know, when you marry somebody who cares, because not everybody cares. Some people are very selfish. What a shock. When you marry somebody who really cares, a caring lady is beautiful. She'll be massaging you. What a shock. She'll put your feet in water. Hot water. Huh? They have stopped, you see. They are backsliding. What a shock. Every person says that all those who used to do that are backsliding. Hello. A caring wife, a wife with a caring heart, is fantastic. When he serves you food, you can feel the care. I know why the ladies are quiet. You are listening. You must listen very well. I tell you, some ladies are too hard. And some ladies, they care about the children more than the husband. I'm saying something. Yes. They are more interested in the children. It's like they have a radio in their stomach. When the baby cries, and they get up. When the husband pushes them on the bed, they can't hear. It's like they are asleep. What a shock. But when the baby says, and then they jump. It's like, how come they have such care? It's almost like with the coming of the children, the man has been retired. Yes. Reverend Pastor, I beg you. Hello? Are we still here? Are you still here? Sisters, you see, sometimes they start with caring her, but their hearts change. They change along the way. And some men, I think men are more caring than ladies. Oh, I'm serious. Men are more caring. Who said no to me? I'm the one preaching. I said, who are you? Who are you? Who said here? No, my own personal experience. You have cold water for them. That lady wearing the wig. It's not her hair, it's a wig. Pour it on the wig. No, I'm telling you. No, I've been a pastor for a long time. And I've related with men and women for a long time. I'm telling you that men are more caring. Don't shake your head, Cynthia. Don't shake your head. Don't oppose the message I'm preaching. Don't oppose the message I'm preaching. Am I not speaking the truth? Yes. I'm booming the message. I'm preaching the message. I tell you, even when it comes to your children, the men are more caring than the women. The only thing we don't have is that we don't have breasts to feed them. But as for the caring, we care. More cry. More. Okay, sit down. Let me continue the preaching. For the first time, I see the sisters resisting the message. Yes, it's for your own good. I'm telling you. Look, some people when you marry at first, the way they serve you, after a while they change. So the food is now, you can warm the food. They're busy about other things. They're looking at me, I'm preaching to you. Keep looking. But when you meet a man who's also not caring, it's very bad. Anyway, let's carry on. Paul said that God has put the care in Titus for you. You know, when somebody cares for you, it's beautiful. You have a pastor who cares for you. Titus was a pastor. And Paul said that there's something about Titus. There's a certain care in his heart. That when you stick around Titus, you get encouraged. Can I have an amen? Care is not just giving you 20 CDs or 50 CDs. Care is seeing in my relationship with you. Amen. The way I pray for you, the way I have time. That is what care means. And Paul is saying that Timothy had care for you. Another thing that we see here in Ephesians. He says that one way you're going to have an encouraging heart is singing and making melody in your heart. Somebody shout amen. When you are sad, when you are depressed, How many of you get depressed from time to time? Can I see your hand? You get depressed from, I drive away that spirit of depression. You see, depression is not a mood, it's a spirit. How many of you hear what I'm saying? It's not just a mood. I don't feel like talking. I feel that it is a spirit. And depression can even lead to suicide. Many people who commit suicide often start with depression. They start by telling themselves that I'm good for nothing. This are nobody likes me. This are not working for me. I'm a failure. This, and you begin to think you have a very low self-esteem of your. You have a very low self-esteem. You don't esteem yourself as anybody. You sit in church and say, nah, maybe the choir, they didn't choose me because they don't like me. When you see two people talking, I'm sure they're gossiping about me. You always have a paranoid. You are paranoid. And you have a very low self-esteem. You all look down on yourself. You tell yourself, oh, look at all the other girls. They're so beautiful. Me, my nose is so big. I'm so ugly. You always have a very low self-esteem. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? And it makes you look down on yourself. People, oh, they all pass the exam. I didn't pass my exam. They all have a job. I don't have a job. And you always magnify a little problem you have. And you tell yourself that because of my background, because of this, because of that, because of that. And it makes you lower yourself. You get lower and lower and lower. At a point, you tell yourself that it's not worth living. Let me just end it all. And suicide is a very selfish thing. Sometimes people commit suicide so that I'll punish those who don't like me. I'll kill myself. They will see. You kill yourself and see whether or not we'll stop eating. Are you still here? Hello, are you still here? But you see, the Bible says that Paul says one way to overcome is to have a merry heart, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts. Somebody shout amen. Amen. When you are feeling down, start singing. Amen. Amen. Play some good music. Because Bible says that you are making melody in your hearts. Even King Saul, when he had demons tormenting him, demons were chasing and frustrating him. Can I have that microphone? The solution to the problem was employing David.
Hello?
It was employing David for David to come to the king's palace and play him some music. So when the king is depressed, when the king is down, when the king is feeling unwanted, feeling like a failure, and they call David and they begin to play some hymns and play some psalms, and Bible says, and the evil spirit will leave Saul. So you see, the depression that Saul was having was an evil spirit. Depression is an evil spirit. So the bishop said again, I don't want you to accept that I'm normally a depressed person. You may feel depressed from time to time, but don't accept it for yourself. May it leave your life in Jesus' name. Are you still here? Are you still here? I'm telling you today that don't accept it. Your sister, don't accept it. And you know, the devil minister to you when you are down. When you're in your room alone. And he begins to stand on your shoulder and tells you, if really God is on your side, by now you should be married. If God is for you, by now you should have a job. If God, how come you're bound with a visa interview? And the devil begins to minister and speak negative things to you when you are alone. And some of you in the church, you are lonely. Hello? You like to walk. You don't have a genuine friend. You like to walk alone all the time. You are always withdrawn. You are always by yourself. You don't have anybody to stand with you and be an encouragement to you. Even Paul said that I was encouraged by the coming of Titus. Paul, the great writer, the great minister, the great apostle. He said, I was feeling down, but one day, Titus came, and when Titus came home, I was encouraged by the coming of, may God give you a Titus who will be an encouragement to you. Shout amen.
Don't be a loner. You're a loner because you don't trust people. Because people have let you down. But I'm telling you that when someone lets you down, it's not the end of life. They are trustworthy and faithful and sincere people who can be committed to you and they can stand with you. If you're clapping, clap properly. Many loners are people who have been let down by others, who have been disappointed by others, who have been, I don't want to trust anybody again. Me, this church I've come to, I just want to come and go. I don't want any problem. I don't want any friend. I just come and go. I'm telling you something, if you're alone, the enemy will minister and speak to you and say negative things to you. I'm preaching. I heard I'm preaching. I dealt with the spirit of depression from your life. Bible says that you've got to sing. Make melody in your hearts. When you come to church and we are singing, join the singing. You've got to have some good music around you in the house. Am I talking to anybody here? You've got to play some spiritual songs. Play some good music. It will drive away evil spirits from your life. May you have an encouraging heart. I said, may you have an encouraging heart. Bible says that, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. David, he encouraged himself in the Lord. How many of you are hearing me today? Proverbs 17 and 22 again. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. You need medicine. Amen. You need medicine. And that medicine is not sold at the pharmacy shop. That medicine, the Bible calls it a merry heart. Amen. I put the New Living Translation there. Let's see what it says. New Living Translation. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Amen. But a broken spirit saps a person's strength. May God give you a cheerful heart from today. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? I am saying to everybody here that there may be a legitimate reason to be sad. But today, refuse that sadness in your life. You are not the only person who is broke. Did you know that? If you like, ask your neighbor sitting by to give you 20 CDs right now. If you like, ask him right now. You see the problem that we have in the church. Yes. If you like, go down to 10 Ghana and see where we are going to get to. So you see, my issue with you is that sometimes you feel that you are the one with the biggest problem in the world. But that is the lie of the devil. What a word. What a word. Are you still here? Bible says a happy heart, a merry, cheerful heart is medicine. People are buying antidepressant drugs. Ask the pharmacist. The commonest medicine is antidepressant. They say there are two common medicines that is bought most in America. Number one, antidepressant drug. Number two, Viagra. Even before paracetamol. Many men, the thing is not working because of depression. You're looking at me. I'm talking to somebody here. It's also a problem. Lord, are you here? I'm telling everybody that you see, if you allow depression, if you allow difficulties that you are facing now to eat you up, you will see how you grow lean. You see how you be unhappy. You see even sicknesses will eat your body because you have allowed some problems to become bigger than they really are. God is bigger than every problem in your life. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You will do well. You will succeed. You will make it. You will overcome. You will prevail. You will conquer. May God put laughter in your mouth. Shout hallelujah. Are you still in church? Some of you, when people sit by you in church, they're making a problem. They have a problem. Because the way your face is long, twisted, twatted, contorted. You never smile. You are always, it's like you are carrying the weight of the whole world on your shoulder. May God drive away that spirit from your life. May you have a cheerful heart in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. Come on, say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Who told you that it's not going to work? It will work. I said it will work. It will work. Your life will work. Your marriage will work. Your business will work. Your ministry will work. It will work by the grace of God. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Anchagaza, don't listen to the lies of the devil. He comes from time to time and whispers to you and tells you, ah, look at you, look at you, look at you, and begins to point out things. But you see, if it's a hymn writer who said that, count your blessings and name them one by one, it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Clap your hands for the Lord. If you will take your time, I said, if you will take your time and count your blessing. So, ladies, open your wardrobe. Count the clothes that you have. Go to your shoe rack. Count the shoes you have. Go to your wig stand. Count the number of wigs that human beings have that you have on your desk. Go and count your earrings you have. Count your blessings one by one. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You get up and say, don't have clothes. Your clothes can buy a plot of land. In fact, you can even build a house. Are you still there? Today, I drive away depression from your life. As I drive a depression from your life, shout amen. Shout amen. There are some people in church, they don't even want, they can't shout amen. Because they're always so, they're feeling so, listen to me, you are not the only person with problems. That's the point I'm making. And your problems will not last. God will solve every problem one by one. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. It's a work. It'll work. At the end, it's a work. If it has not worked, then it's not at the end. But everything will be okay. Shout amen. How many of you have been blessed this morning? Refuse it. Refuse discouragement. May you have an... You see, when you are you have an encouraging heart, people stick around you. It's like you are not a joker, but it's like you don't take life too seriously. Do you understand? So if you take everything too serious, there's no likeness around you. What a word. What a word. Take life easy. Smell a little bit. Take some money. Go and do your hair. You have worn the same hairstyle for too long. Too long. Too long. Buy yourself a nice wig. Spend money on yourself. Buy some nice clothes. Buy some nice earring. Buy some lipstick. Buy some face makeup. Come to town. Let the joy of the Lord fill your life. Are you there? A cheerful heart. A cheerful heart. May people around you find some cheer. May they find some life. May they find some excitement. May they come close to you when they are sad. Because you always have the word. You always have a word to speak into their hearts. Hallelujah. My heart is indicting a good matter. My heart, look at that scripture, 45 verse 1, and we are closing. My heart is indicting a good matter. Amen. In other words, my heart is thinking about what is good. My heart is thinking about success. My heart is thinking about victory. My heart is thinking about good things that God is doing. Don't meditate on failure. Don't meditate on negative things. Meditate on good things and meditate on the blessings of God. My heart is indicting a good matter. Amen. So if even your sleep, you are worried. Every day you are saying, take a deep sigh. May your heart indict a good matter. May you tell yourself, God is on my side. I will do well by the grace of God. I am not a disaster. I'm not an accident. I'm not a failure. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, who can be against me? May your heart indict a good matter. Shout amen. Because how your life starts from your heart. When you start thinking about good things, you speak them out. They say, why are you so happy all the time? It's because you are rich. I don't have money, but I'm happy. Because I know my God is going to supply all my needs. Clap your hands, stand to your feet, and give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, a shout of praise. A shout of praise. Hallelujah. God is on your side. Lift your hands and say, God is on my side. Say, God is for me. Say, I'm not a failure. I am not a disaster. I am not an accident. God is on my side. Greater one is inside of me. I am an overcomer. God is standing for me.
God is standing for me.
I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
I cannot fail.
God is on my side.
God is on my side.
I declare.
I declare.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Say like a minute. I declare.
I declare.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
I declare.
I declare.
By the power of God.
By the power of God.
I am overcoming every day.
I am overcoming every day.
I am a success.
I am a success.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am doing well.
I am doing well.
God is supplying all my needs.
God is supplying all my needs.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, I am happily married.
I am happily married.
Even if you are not married, say it by faith. I am happily married.
I am happily married.
My marriage is working.
My marriage is working.
My ministry is working.
My ministry is working.
My birth center is working.
My birth center is working.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am blessed financially.
I am blessed financially.
I am doing well.
I am doing well.
My business is doing well.
My business is doing well.
Things are working for me.
Things are working for me.
Tell your neighbor, watch and see.
Watch and see.
You watch and see God's blessing on my life.
Watch and see God's blessing on my
watch
life.
And see the favor of God on my life.
Watch and see the favor of God on my
in
life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tell you, my friend.
My friend.
God is with you.
God is with you.
God is for you.
God is for you.
God is standing by your side.
God is standing by your side.
You are not a failure.
You are not a failure.
You are a success.
You are a success.
Because the greater one is inside of you.
The inside of
give you. The Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in church today?
Yes.
I drive out every spirit of depression from your life.
Amen.
I rebuke that spirit that tells you.
Amen.
You are not going to do well. I curse that spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I declare by the word of God.
Yes.
I declare by the power of God.
Amen.
You're walking out of church free.
Amen.
Liberated. Joyful.
Amen.
Joyous.
Amen.
Enjoying the favor and the blessing of God. Receive the favor of God now.
Amen.
Receive the goodness of the Lord now.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. It's working. It's working. You overcome every mountain.
Amen.
You overcome every mountain.
Amen.
Mountain shall be leveled.
Amen.
Valley shall be filled.
Amen.
Crooked paths shall be made straight.
Amen.
God will hold your hand.
Amen.
And see you through every midnight hour.
Amen.
See you through every dark hour.
Amen.
You will never walk alone.
Amen.
Because God is standing by your side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here? Hug three people and tell them, you are an overcomer. Tell them you are an overcomer. Just hug them like you believe it. Hug them like you believe it. Jesus, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Nobody under the sound of my voice today shall walk in depression anymore. You shall not walk as a failure anymore.
Amen.
You shall not walk as an accident anymore.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
I said you are blessed.
Amen.
Bless this house.
Bless this house. Keep us strong and healthy.
Keep us safe and prosperous.
Keep us safe and prosperous. Cover this entire congregation, from our children to our spouse. Come down from heaven, Lord, with your almighty power, Lord. Shower us with your favor, Lord, and bless, oh bless, bless, oh bless, Lord bless, please bless this.
Everybody sing it on the screen, bless this house,
bless this house, bless this house.
Keep us
strong and healthy.
Keep us safe and prosperous.
Keep us safe and prosperous.
Cover this entire congregation.
Entire congregation.
From our children.
From our children to our spouse. Come down from heaven, Lord. With your almighty power, Lord. Shower us with your favor, Lord, and bless, oh bless, bless, oh bless, Lord bless, please bless this house. Oh,
close your eyes, bow your heads with me as you end this service. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today and you are not born again, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You are not sure. Your name is written in heaven. Today, in this service, right here, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I've made many mistakes, but today, I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you are here right now, you want me to pray for you. You need Jesus in your heart. Lift up your right hand, and I shall pray with you. Lift it high above your head. What a blessing. Let it go higher than your head so I can see. Thank you, Father, for all these hands. I pray that you rule in every life. If you have lifted your hand up, I would ask you to come to me in the front here. Just come. Come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away.
So ask with me, the whole church, let's pray this prayer together. Everyone of us, join us as you repeat this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday afternoon.
This Sunday afternoon.
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I promise to serve you.
I promise to serve you.
From today.
From today.
I promise to walk with you.
I promise to walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus,
today, I come to you.
I come to you
just as I am.
Just as I am.
Receive me as your child.
Receive me as your child.
Help me to serve you.
Help me to serve you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for them. God bless all of you. Amen. If you look around here, see our sister waving a hand there, a lady pastor. I would ask you to kindly follow her. She's going to give you a little book and speak with you briefly, and then you'll come back. Okay. Can you go this way?
Clap your hands. He taught me how to watch and pray.
Seated as we end the service.